Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. This will be my favorite segment of the week. And Vinny Testaverde just walked over here, and you said one of the kindest things any guy could say to me after 25 years of doing this. You said,
looking forward to doing this all day. This is the one I was looking forward to.
But you say that to every.
Absolutely no. No.
I don't remember you ever looking forward to talking to me.
He's just being honest.
Well, that's not true. I didn't like talking to anybody
because
it wasn't my thing, you know. But out of all the guys that I've been around, you're one of the nicest guys. I appreciate you.
It's
always good to see you, man.
So here's the funny thing. He and I are in the press box, I don't know, 7-8 weeks ago, and Lamar's breaking whatever the touchdown record was. And I literally was sort of being a little flippant. I'm like, the last time I saw Vinny, I have a picture. I'll show it to you. You're wearing your Jets gear. I'm in, like, sandals. It's like a preseason game. We're walking off the field, and we're talking to each other. It was like a TV commercial picture. And as the last time I saw you, right, or I've ever seen you do anything, maybe it popped up on TV 10 years ago, and I'm like, oh, Vinny's, something must have happened to you or number one pick or whatever they would call you about. So this thing happens, and I tweeted, I wonder where Vinny Testaverde is. So we got followers and Twitter followers. Even Coach Pillick follows us over here. And your son got a hold of it, and it said, your son tweeted, probably golfing, is what he said you were doing. Well. And I thought, that's pretty cool that I could shout out my window in 2019, where is Vinny Testaverde? And his son would yell, golfing.
That's a pretty darn good guess.
Is that good?
Yeah. I'm golfing a lot these days.
What are you doing, man? Give Baltimore a primer.
Well,
I'm living down
in Tampa. I've been retired since 2007, and I've been playing a lot of golf, raising kids, doing some honeydews, and trying to stay stress-free, not working too much, which is a good thing for me, I guess. I'm
blessed. You had a good life.
Yeah, it's been good. I enjoy my life, and I don't want to do it any different.
Well, for you with the Ravens, let's go to the beginning here. When I say to you, when you see me and you see the Baltimore gear and all, when you think of Baltimore, what do you think about?
Those are some of the best times I had, going from, at the time, Cleveland to Baltimore, starting over again in Baltimore, just an exciting time. Some of the guys, the players there, the coaches, Coach Marchibroda, just some great memories, guys I still talk to today.
So. Did it feel, it felt like a siege right then, and it felt like all of you, and there were factions, and there was Cleveland, and there was Art, and there was the media. It was kind of heavy. Like, you came into work, you didn't even have a logo on.
Yeah, but you know what? The city supported us, and we felt it, and it was like, man, we are ready to go. I remember the first day we went to practice, and we had a walkthrough, and normally walkthroughs are just that. We walk through the plays to get ready for the regular practice, so when we go full speed, we kind of have an idea of what everybody's doing, especially during that first few days when guys are unfamiliar with the plays still. That first walkthrough, guys were running full speed, and Coach Marchibroda was like, we're going to be great because these guys they go full speed, and his mind was blown. My mind was blown. I'm like, guys, we're going to get hurt. We got no pads on. We're hitting each other.
Well, and then this kid Ray Lewis walks in, and this big giant kid John Ogden walks in.
Yeah,
one of my favorite phone calls first year, I knew we were in trouble with phone calls. Guy calls me about 8 games into the season. Says, hey, Nasty, I don't know what they're thinking moving that John Ogden to tackle. He's a hell of a guard. He was a hell of a guard.
I tell you what, he was a hell of a receiver. I threw a touchdown pass to him, too.
in the memory of that era and what it set up for the rest of your career, because obviously your career had highs and lows in Cleveland and Baltimore, Tampa, and you've settled back in Tampa. Tampa wasn't like the greatest place for you, right?
No, not from a football aspect. We went through some tough times in my first 6 years in the league. It was in Tampa, and we didn't ever have a winning record. Threw a lot of interceptions down there, and I was looking forward to a change of scenery when my contract was up, and I wound up in Cleveland with Bill Belichick, was there for 3 years, and of course we moved to Baltimore.
How about that Belichick guy? You changed him. I mean, after him, look, man, he can't do anything wrong, right?
The truth is, I thought we were going to do what he did in New England in Cleveland.
You were a believer?
Until we moved.
Well, I would think it wasn't hard for you to be a believer. You mean, you had real success there on the back, 94 before the move, right?
Well, I think it was 93. I go to Cleveland, and Bernie Kosar's the quarterback, and for whatever reason, I come in during that year to take over the team as a starter, and we go to the playoffs. And hell, they hadn't been in the playoffs in a long time, and we felt like we were on our way. And then the second year, they were 5-1 or something like that, whatever it was. They announced the move.
And then I showed up.
And then we went to 6-10, and that was the end of that season. And then we go to Baltimore, and I meet you, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
As they say.
Yeah, for you, when you look back at Baltimore, what the franchise has become, right? I mean, you being there when there's Ray and John, and we're trying to figure out what color we were going to wear, what our name was going to be, right? To what it's become with Flacco and championships, Coach Billick's over here off the set as well, you know, John Harbaugh, and it feels like every couple of years we're putting somebody in Canton, Ohio. Suggs might get another ring on Sunday. It really has been something. I mean, I go predate you. Obviously, I was on the radio when there were no Jacksonville Jaguars or Carolina Panthers. Franchises that established themselves. Boy, the Ravens of all of this, and Ozzie, right? I mean, Ozzie being put in charge at that point, and people saying, Ozzie, he was a nice player and all, but, you know, is he going to be a manager of people? It's incredible 25 years later.
Yeah, Ozzie's done a wonderful job. Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit in my mind.
Well, I think he he was going to get a lot of credit for Lamar. How about Lamar Ball? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I love it. I really thought they'd be here this week.
So did I.
Yeah, I really did. I just, I was watching the game on TV, the last game they played, and they were saying the conditions of the you know, what the weather was, and I can only imagine, because I've played in those type of conditions, and it's very tough from a quarterback standpoint. But I thought he did a great job.
Well, did you have any idea that you still had the franchise record for touchdown passes in a season? You know, a little different style Lamar has from you, but
you know, at one time somebody told me I held records in Tampa, Baltimore, and with the Jets. And I don't really follow football anymore. I really, unless somebody tells me what my stats are, I don't really know what they are. And then I was actually watching some NFL football, and I watched a little bit of one of the shows that show all the different games, and the announcer said, oh yeah, Lamar Jackson just tied Vinny's record. And so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know.
But it hasn't been on your mind in a while.
No, it seemed
like when I tweeted it out, your son would think like he's not even aware that such a thing exists.
No. Listen,
you know?
I'm thinking more about my golf swing than I am of anything that's going on with football anywhere.
Well, you always had a golf swing, right? I mean,
well, not really.
Well, Zaire was there when you were there, and he was a hell of a golfer.
Brian Kinchin, Eric Zaire. I wasn't really, call myself a golfer then. You know, I wasn't serious about it. I'd go out to be with the guys, but if I broke 90, it'd be a great round.
You hitting the senior tour now? What are you doing?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Yeah. Now if I don't hit mid-70s, I'm mad. You know, I'm at the range working on my swing. It's all about competition.
So football's gone a little bit for you. You don't. You watch the U. You come over to Dolphin Cap once every couple of years.
Honestly, I do watch some NFL stuff. But you know, my son's playing. He's out of college. He's going to be up in the CFL this coming year, hopefully. So I've been involved that way with him.
Well, you're here for Straight Talk Wireless. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about all the things that's going on down here, because communication's everywhere here, right? Like, we're now on, I'm not just a radio station anymore, video.
Yeah. Oh,
I can show you.
All right.
And I'm going to show you some cool old pictures of you and me from back in 96 that I had a picture of you, me, and Ray in hard hats.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't have a gray hair on my head then, did I?
No, but you still, you know, I mean, you turned out all right. You look like you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah. One of the other things I like to do is, do a little working out every morning.
You look like you could still throw it a little bit.
Yeah, honestly, I can't. I throw lefty when I have a catch with my son.
You couldn't hold the clipboard as a number three, get another ring. Come on.
Listen, I'd get sore from holding a clipboard right now. There's no way.
Mess up your golf swing, man.
I can't do anything to mess the swing up.
Give me the work on us on the Straight Talk here on Straight Talk Wireless.
So first of all, I just want to say, you know, it's great to be back where I played my college football. You know, this city has meant so much to me in my career, and it's great to be back. The U,
I got invited to a U party tonight. Fox Sports
is that
right? U party. Yeah.
That's
it's the
cool.
You ready for this? It's the reunion. You like that?
Yeah,
it is.
I like
it's true.
That. So Straight Talk Wireless is a prepaid, no-contract wireless brand. And, you know, last year in the Super Bowl, more than the fans were streaming the game, the event, on more than 7.5 million devices, and that was up 20% from 2018. And we're hoping to get more fans doing that this year. And to get your Straight Talk Wireless information, go to straighttalk.com.
Easy enough. And can I like find you once every 10 years and like catch up with you, you know?
You know, I'm not on social media.
I know you're not, but you're
kidding.
Although
there's a guy that's out there and I try and get him down all the time. He
pretends to be you.
Pretends to be me.
Yeah.
And I got family mad at me because I don't respond to their whatever it is that you do on social media. And I try and tell them it's not me. But
they know it's not you.
They should know.
If somebody was pretending to be Vinny on Twitter, I'd say, what happened
Listen,
there?
If somebody,
just the fact that you showed up here.
If somebody's talking to him on social media during the day, they know it can't be me because I'm on the golf course.
Well, your son pointed that out.
There you go.
I went, look,
there you go.
I'm telling you, it's really cool that in 2020 I get to shout out, where's Vinny? And within an hour, golfing. And I'm like, I was alive and well
pretty
and
cool.
tanned and physically fit. Well, I'm glad life's worked out for you, man. You're That's always great. One of the nice people.
Good to see you, Nestor.
And people would always say to me, man, why doesn't Vinny come out and do the show? I'm like, I think Vinny's introverted. I mean, you know, like,
I think Vinny
wanted to play football, and that was.
I don't get out much.
You did not get out much in an era where I think with the Ravens, they wanted everybody to get out. Yeah. I have this picture of you and me, and you're so much awkwardly taller than me, and I'm holding the microphone up here for you back in 1996. Yeah. So they were good times, and I look back at all of that with this incredible romance because I'm looking over his shoulder at the Super Bowl program where we won and another Super Bowl program where we won, and we have all of these memories. But that first day where Bob Trumpy and Bob Costas are pooping on us and they're kicking hard,
that's right.
And you're out there playing the Raiders, and we had something that was taken away from us, man.
Yeah.
It's special. It's special when Ray and John go in the Hall of Fame for anybody
awesome.
In Baltimore. You know that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Baltimore Pride, Vinny Testaverde, our first captain. Who knew?
It's pretty cool.
This is exciting.
Way back when.
Now, we're in the middle of the week. How's it going to get any better than this? I mean, who's going to come over here?
I just had a flashback to the first touchdown you scored. You know, the great rushing quarterback that you were.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I got all of about 10 yards
you
rushing.
Got the football?
I do not have the football. No, I have a picture of the run.
What
with,
do you have that's Raven oriented? Do you have a helmet, a jersey?
Yeah, yeah.
You have some stuff?
I have a helmet, the original.
The flying B, sure,
You know, with the
or as David Modell would say, the disputed markings.
Yeah.
Yes,
I have a jersey hanging in my house. I have some memorabilia. Yeah, some good, great pictures of you know, me with some of my teammates back then.
On that day, all we had, and he's wearing his Raskin Global blue, you know, Colt blue. You know, that day there was Johnny Yu and Tom Matty and Art Donovan and Lenny Moore and all those guys. 25 years later, the one thing that I've told people, really it's hit me in the last 4 months, when Coach Billick's in the background here, he's our partner at WNST, he was put into the Ring of Honor back in September. We got our ass kicked by the Browns. It was a bad football day. But that weekend, more alums came back than I had ever seen, right? So alums from the first Super Bowl team, the second Super Bowl team, that I could sit here 25 years later and say to you, there was a first and second Super Bowl team. But all the other guys in between came to honor Coach. And there was a room, and I went out to Roost Chris with a dozen alums of different eras, and the alums now know each other. And I ran into Kyle Bowler in Hawaii by happenstance, and he missed out. And I said, there's really something about being a Raven alum now that you should come back. I mean, you should come back one weekend.
Kevin Byrne has asked me.
You should. Yeah,
I told
Kyle Bowler, because if you come back, there's some 96s and 97s that come back, that it's special. It
well,
really
you're kind of talking me into it as we're talking here. So
they do a legend
I'm going to reconsider.
Yeah. They do a legend of the game.
If you
every
came
game,
out and you down, were a legend of the game and held the shield up,
that'd be pretty cool.
That would be neat. Yeah. That would bring for me full circle.
Well, I'll be sure to call Kevin.
And when Matt Stover finds out you stopped by today, he's going to be. Matt and I are we have lunch once in a
Matt
while.
Matt and I are good friends. He's good people.
Well, Matt also is a spokesperson for Liberty Pure. We don't drink the Florida water. I mean, how do you drink water in Florida? It's got all that. In it, man.
No, I strictly bottled water.
Exactly.
Bottled water, man.
Just like
there
Liberty Pure here. Big thanks to us. So I want to give a shout out to Matt. I'm just trying to think of all the other teammates of yours from that era who I ran into. Steve Everett at a Cleveland game. He doesn't claim Baltimore. He claims Brown, right? You know that about Steve,
right? I'm sure he does.
And I'm trying to think. Ernest Biner was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Ernest Biner. Ran into an old teammate of mine a minute ago. Leroy Horde is out here.
I didn't see Leroy Horde.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Eric Green, Brian Kinchin. So many guys.
Kinchin's hitting the golf ball.
Yeah, Kinchin's always a great golfer.
Yeah. So I got him. Let's see. Who else was your era? Eric Zier's got to be golfing in Kiwa Island somewhere, right? There's no doubt about that, right?
I'm sure.
He probably golfs more than you.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe, but it's going to be hard to do.
How much do you golf?
Yeah, I'm out there almost every day. So.
What would make a day that you don't golf?
Rain?
Nah, I can't even say rain will keep you away. Something that
love about it? I ask people this that like love golf that much that they want to spend 6 days a week doing it.
You know, the thing about golf is that it's challenging, and not only every day, but every hole is a challenge. And it's not even though you're betting, maybe playing against another guy, it's not always against him. It's against the golf course, the conditions, the where the pin is set up.
It's
that
the
day.
Battle with yourself, you know, like real life.
Yeah, and then it becomes a head game. You know, you get in your own way sometimes, just like in everything else in life. But it's a challenge, and it's competitive, and that's what competitive
people
like.
It's the
part
of football you can take with you.
Yeah,
a little bit
without having to wake up in the morning feeling all sore, you know.
Right.
So,
well, I'm sure you don't miss that.
Yeah,
None of the players miss that.
Yeah.
You look like you escaped in pretty good shape.
I'm doing okay.
Don't worry about Vinny Testaverde. Yeah. He's okay, though he's not on Twitter. Hey, man, appreciate you.
Thanks, Nestor.
All the years later, come back to Baltimore, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Baltimore, we got to get you back. All of it's in the buy at Toyota.com. Audio of all 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. Raskin Global, our friends at Liberty Pure, and our friends at Royal Farm sending us down here. I got to show Vinny some old pictures. We are WNST. .net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson. Baltimore, we never stop talking Baltimore sports from Miami and the U.